Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 18, Moksha Sannyasa Yoga, Yoga of Liberation through Renunciation. And as we have discussed, this is the chapter which gives the summary of Bhagavad Gita. And we started this chapter with Arjuna's question about sannyasa and tyaga. That the constant theme of Bhagavad Gita is to achieve happiness by giving up attachments, by tyaga and sannyasa. So Arjuna obviously wanted to know the difference, and Bhagavan explained to him, as we have seen, sannyasa is giving up the desire-prompted actions, tyaga is the giving up the desire for the fruits of actions. And then he focused on tyaga as the theme for this chapter particularly, because tyaga is something at our level we can practice. So the discussion was that there are some scholars of Vedic philosophy which says all actions should be given up or abandoned, because the action by itself creates attachment, and therefore they all should be given up. But then also there are other philosophers who have said that the good actions such as yajna, dana and tapaha should not be given up. And Bhagavan prescribed that yes, the yajna, dana, tapaha should not be given up, because they are purifiers even for the wise people. Even once you have reached that level of knowledge about the truth, but the wisdom can only remain if you continue to purify your mind and intellect. Because mind and intellect have a tendency to get polluted by the experiences which we experience in this world. So this yajna, dana, tapa, which we have seen, yajna means the sacrifices or the offerings we make to this world, our actions. Dana is the charity, what we give back to the world, and tapas is the discipline which we practice. That should not be given up. And then we talked about the tyaga, the abandonment, also can be of three different types. Just as everything else we have classified in Bhagavad Gita as three different types, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, purer, passionate and inert or dull. See, the tyag also can be of three types. So the first tyag, he said, you can give up actions. Because we're talking about actions. You can say, I have given up these actions because I don't know what to do. Or I did not know this is what I am supposed to be doing. That Bhagavan says a tamasic tyaga. Comes out of ignorance, does not give you any benefit of tyaga. It actually creates a negative impression on your mind and brings you down. So the tyaga without any understanding is not fruitful and is dull and tamasic. The first type of tyaga. Second type of tyaga, I say, is rajasic, because I have seen that it is not conducive for me, because it gives pain to me. I need to put more efforts into it. Therefore, I'm giving up, is rajasic tyaga. It's again, this gives no benefits of the tyaga which he is seeking for. We are seeking tyaga to achieve serenity and happiness and bliss. This tyaga creates more agitation, because you were supposed to be doing it, but you're not doing it because of the fear of pain. So the last tyaga which we discussed, Bhagavan said, is continue to do your duties. And then we discussed all this nitya karma, niyata karma, and naimitya karma. All should be performed, but with the attitude of no expectations for the results. Or a particular type of result is sarva karma phala tyagam. Bhagavan said, Sacha Tyag is Sattvic Tyag. Not giving up the activities, but giving up the expectations for the results of the actions is the Sattvic Tyag. So that Tyag is highly recommended by Krishna. Continue doing your actions, but have no expectations. So the next three verses elaborates on that Tyaga. So it was very clear what Krishna wants us to do. Continue, do your duties. Just as he told Arjuna, you are a soldier, you are the general, your job is to fight this war. But do not expect any particular results out of this. You do your duty, and the results will fall automatically in accordance with your actions. Karma Faladata, as we have seen, is somebody else. One who is in charge of giving you the fruits is always someone other than you. And if you have a faith in nature, if you have faith in all the laws of nature, you should also have faith in the law of karma. That all actions will bear results in accordance with its efforts and motives. So the next verse basically says, such a tyagi, who is a sattvic tyagi, what will be his attitude towards actions? Na dvesti akusalam karma. He does not hate the actions which are unconducive, something which I do not think is appropriate. You know, most of we immigrants come here, and I remember when we first came here, obviously you can't get a job right away in your profession because you don't have the background, you don't have the portfolio. So somebody will advise you and say, why don't you go and take some menial lower job, and that really hurts you. No, I cannot do that. People go and work for McDonald's for a week and they say, this is not I can do. Akusalam karma. I hate this job because it is not conducive to my expectation of what my job should be. Bhagavan said the first quality for that tyagi is sattvic tyagi, na dvesti akusalam karma. If I have to do this, I need to do this. Because that's part of my duty now. The na dvesti akusalam karma. Kusale na anusajjate. Does not get attached to the actions which are conducive to my nature and liking. In our own job also, you know, we say, well, I like this. In our architecture, we used to have clear divisions in offices. We have a design department, production department, and a construction administration department. So you come out of architecture school, and then you go for a job, and they will say, well, we don't have any position in design department, but we can put you in production department. And it used to hurt like anything. I am an architect with a designer, now I'm just a production guy. Worse than that, well, we don't have any job there, but we can put you in a construction administration department. And people used to get stuck and say, well, I'm a designer. Well, he will never learn how the buildings are put together. And he will say, well, I am a production. He never knows how the buildings are put together on the site. And we saw that there's a big disparity among the people's ability, and there's not a one person who is truly a complete architect. So we all changed that. And so now the same person who starts the design will continue in the production of the drawing and will continue in the construction. So now they continue, and a person becomes a complete architect. But even there we have a liking. I would rather do design but not do this. Lots of interns come to us and say, I would like to be an architect. If you want to be an architect, you work here for a week and see how glamorous this job is. Because people think architect means all this dreamy guy who sits around and dreams big building. Well, it's a drudgery. 95% or 99% of it is 1% what you do is what you perceive as the dream job. But if you really want to be a good architect, you have to be nadvesti akushalam karma. You need to do the things which is also akusalam, production and also construction, supervision, all of that you have to do. Na anusajjate kusale. Also don't get attached to, I only do this, I like this doing, so I will keep doing this. My first job, boss found out that I could draw the renderings very well. Then one after other, he keeps giving me renderings to do. He won't let me do anything else. So I figured out that if I don't get out of this, I'll be just a renderer. I'll keep doing renderings. So when I changed my job, went to the next job, the guy asked me, can you do rendering? I said, no. I don't know how to do renderings. I do anything else, but rendering is not really my forte. So he said, okay, that's fine. We have others. And I never did renderings after that. So it's also you have to choose so that you can do all of it. So you become a complete professional, complete person. A holistic approach. A sattvic tyagi has the holistic approach towards everything he does. Therefore, there is nothing a particular work he hates or nothing a particular work he gets attached to. Tyagi sattva samavistaha medhavi chinna sansayaha. A complete definition of a perfect person. He's a tyagi, he's a sattvic tyagi. He does not expect any results from his actions. He knows the results will come. He knows that results will be appropriate to his actions, you know. And therefore, chinna sansayaha. He does not have that doubt. Why we worry? Because we have doubt. I'm doing all that. People will recognize, will notice that, will recognize this, that I'm doing all of that. So we have this sansaya, whether my actions will be rewarded. But such a person, his chinna sansaya, he knows for sure that his actions will bear the results which are appropriate. That the one reason he is not worried about them. He is completely rooted in that faith that there is a compassionate Lord who is equal to all and he rewards everyone equally, depending on their efforts in this life. So, chinna sansayaha, sattva samavistaha, he is perfection of purity. He is completely without any impurities in his mind and intellect. Sattva samavistaha. As we have seen, it may be in this, you know, permutation combination of rajas, sattva and tamas, he must have the most amount of sattva at the mental level. We are talking about the mental attitudes. So sattvic is sattva samavistaha medhavi. Medhavi, we all know, medha, intellect. Medhavi, one who is endowed with intellect. So we are all medhavi to some degree. You know, we are endowed with intellect. But he is endowed with this pure intellect which sees through the right and wrong, true and untrue, clearly. But not only that he knows what is right and wrong, but he retains the memory of that. So medhavi is the person, as Swamiji makes a distinction, is not the one who knows what is right and wrong, but he has the memory of what is right and wrong. So when we encounter a situation, there is a clear database in your mind says, no, this is not right, or this is right. So anytime he is acting in this world, he has this clear notion of what needs to be done, and therefore he's doing it. Why you are doing it? Because it ought to be done. Therefore, I'm doing it. What will be the result of this thing? It is not my problem. My job is to do the job. Result, the world has to give me the result. And the Lord, who is compassionate, he knows how to take care of that. So, that's his job. He does not have any doubt that this thing will work, that this system of karma and results will function. And he constantly remembers what is right and what is wrong. What's his true nature and who is the doer. So, medhavi chinna sansayaha sattva samavistaha tyagi. Such a tyagi is that sattvic tyagi. The sattvic tyagi does not hate any particular job. He does not get attached to any particular job because of clarity of his mind and intellect. So now we come to the conclusion that that's probably the too higher a goal for anybody. to achieve that. Or somebody may achieve it after a long period of practice of the tyaga at a sattvic level. So the next verse says, at a minimum, or what is our condition? Nahi deha bhruta sakyam tyaktum karmani asheshataha. Once again reminding that actions cannot be given up by anybody who is embodied, in a sense, one who is a living being. Any living being cannot give up all actions. All karmas cannot be given up. But yastu karma phala tyagi sa tyagi iti abhidhiyate. But one who has given up the karma phala should be considered a tyagi. At my level, at a day-to-day level, I should constantly remind myself while I'm doing this. Now, this may be a desire-prompted activity. But while putting the actions in practice, I must remember that the result is not in my hand. And therefore, I should not be attached to that particular result. I should be prepared for whatever the result comes. So, karma phala tyagi is the one who is performing actions as he sees appropriate. But while performing the actions on a day-to-day basis, moment-to-moment, remembers that the result is not his privilege. Result is something which is the karma phala data will give. And he has to accept it a prasada buddhi. Just as we accept the prasad in a temple after the puja, whatever is in that prasad. And Swamiji always remind me, in India, what you get is a banana. And a banana also because it was cut probably a few hours before and all mixed up and it's not really very presentable, and that's what you end up in your prasada. But you still take it very gratefully, with gratitude, and accept it because it is the prasada from that puja. So everything comes to us, good, bad or ugly, we have to accept it with the prasada buddhi. My body is sick, my mind is agitated, even that I'll accept that as a prasada buddhi. Something I have done, and Lord, you are giving me this, I accept it. That I am not sick, my body is sick. My mind is agitated, I am not agitated, my mind is agitated. The Bhagavan said, such a person should be considered a tyagi. He must be acting like you and I or anyone else. But as long as he gives up the karma phala, he must be considered a tyagi. And the last verse says, then what happens if you don't do that? Anistam, istam, bhinna, mishram, cha, trividam, karmanah phalam. Bhavati tyaginam pretya, natu sannyasinam, kvachit. Any action will have, so what is obvious? Any action will have result. Either it is bad or good. But if it is not good or bad, it will be a mixture of the two. Well, say, what is a big secret Gita has revealed, you know? We know, this is a statement of fact, that any action will have a result which we find it either very, very appropriate. Istam, this is what I wanted, this is what I got. Or, I didn't want this, so something which is I consider truly bad for me, or something in between. And Swamiji said the most of our life, what we face is the mishra result. The impressions of our own actions on our mind is positive when we get the best results. If I did something, I did the first business and it worked well, I'll do the second one because I have positive reinforcement. That the second one also works, I'll do the third one, and a fourth one, and I continue till the positive. Then one time it all collapses, just as what happened in 2008 to many companies. So now, even to start a small business, I'll be afraid. Because, well, I don't know, things may collapse just like what happened last time. So this impressions on our mind is because of what we saw as the result of our actions. But most of the time they are not as clear-cut as that. So we get the mixed results. It was okay, but not so good. It is okay, but not as bad. So we have both the tendencies created in our mind. If I now focus more on my positive side of the experience, I'll have more and more positive reinforcement. But I focus on the negative side of my experience, you know, more and more negative tendencies to go. So Bhagavan says, this only happens to atyagi. For atyagi, one who cannot give up this karma phala. Because all we are asked to do is give up the expectations of the results. If we can't give up the expectations of the results, we'll view our results either good, bad, or mixed, and our mind will have that impression. Natu sannyasinam kvachit, but not for a sannyasi, the renunciate. See, the Bhagavan started talking about sannyasi and tyagi, but then he only talked about tyagis. But now he talks about sannyasi and say, this only for a tyagi, one who is not giving up, for him this good, bad and mixed results are. But for a sannyasi, there is no good, bad results. Because he has already renounced the sense of agency. One definition of a sannyasi, one who has given up the sense of agency, that I am the doer, is a sannyasi. Not the one who wears the saffron robe or the white clothes, but one who has given up the sense of agency, that I am not the doer, but I am just the instrument of the Lord, the Supreme Being, who is functioning through me, he's a sannyasi. And yogi is the one who has given up the karma phala. Same tyagi, yogi is one who has given up the karma phala. I am just the doer, and my job is only to do. What comes back to me is not my privilege. And therefore, he is a tyagi or yogi. For a sannyasi who is given up agency, there is no good, bad, or you know, mixed results, because he never considered himself to be the doer. Bhagavan now makes a connection. A perfect sattvic tyagi is a sannyasi. He is a sannyasi who has given up all that, who has become the one which we have seen in the previous chapter, who is sattva samavistaha medhavi chinna sansaya, whose doubts are removed because of his contemplation of what is right and wrong. He remembers what is right, what is wrong, who is the doer, who is not. And his mind and intellect is pervaded by sattva, the purity. So he sees the reality as is, in sannyasi. So say, for a sannyasi, for such a sattvic tyagi, there are no results for him. But for a tyagi, there is a mixed good or bad, and therefore will continue to generate those tendencies. And once we have tendencies, we will be now be propelled into more actions. So we will stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om, Shri Gurubhyo Namaha, Harihi Om.